it's taken a long time for females to become bishops and those things. Yeah, so it's been going on. But anyone in your history noticed that when you went to church in different places? Put your hand up if you noticed it. It's all right, I'm not picking you out for any reason, but you noticed it. And I was one of those pastors, well, I wasn't a pastor yet, I was a youth director, and I used to talk. I sat on the national board, the director of the youth sat on the executive board of the group I was in, the United Pentecostal Church. So I had to go to the board meetings and I was saying things. I was saying that there needs to be a parity or some sort of settlement honouring women to be great in the house of God, and honouring women in their ministries. And, you know, it was hard because it was difficult to get that across, because I came historically from another Pentecostal group and the bishop was a woman. And I'm telling you, when she preached, the fire of God came down. The first miracle I ever saw, when she called up someone who was crippled and they came up with a walking stick, and she prayed and gathered the leaders around, and that lady just, the person started jumping. That's the first miracle I saw. And so I honored women in ministry from a young age. Amen?
Amen.
Ladies, you should give the Lord a hand. And one of the mistakes that I saw in church, that the men, even back then though, I saw the men, any man in the church thought that he could go to any woman in the church and tell her what to do. And has anyone ever seen that before? All right, no one's put their hand up, but I believe you've seen it. Right, and they thought they were men in the church, so they could just tell women what to do. The Bible was never taught that. The Bible was never taught that the man is above the woman. What he's taught is, God has taught that the man, as a husband, has authority over his own wife. Amen? So even in the church, men are men and they must be honored. Praise the Lord. And they were made before the woman was made. So man is really at the front and man should be honored. Amen?
Amen.
And women in God's hierarchy of things, I take a secondary role, but it's not a lesser role.
Amen.
You can have a secondary role, but it's not a lesser role. And in your home, the man should be, that's what the Bible says, the man is the head of the wife. He's not the head of all wives.
And
he's not the head of all women. He's the head of that one woman that he's married. Does that make some sense? All right, so some of us came, in your history, came from churches that once the man came into the church, all the women were subdued. And I saw a lot of that. And we don't have that here, so it may really sound alien to you, but it is still in many, many churches. And once the man is talking, all the women are subdued to that man. And he goes around telling any sister, I want you to do this, I want you to do that. He's not married to them. Amen. And if any of us still got a little bit of that in us, we must get rid of it today, because you are only married to one woman. And you work that one out, but nobody else.
Amen.
Amen. And wives, you know, we're in a world now, things have turned topsy-turvy, and women are taking the lead, and they're kind of getting bossy too. And the poor men are in a corner thinking, oh, what's going on? I'm going to get out of here. It's too much. It's frightening for the guys when it goes that way. So just remember the order of things, that we do honor the men.
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies, we honor the men. Women, we honor the men. Come on. It's a relaxed service. Come on. We honor the men. Right? So if a lady's not married, amen, and you're going to be married, but you're not married yet, the man of the church, any man of the church, is still not over you. Praise the Lord. What's over you is you've got God over you. Right now, he's your husband. Or the man, this is your, you know, you're single, but, you know, it's about understanding the order of God. And God being first, God the Father, amen?
Amen.
And then he brought forth the Son, Jesus, and there was the Holy Ghost,
amen,
which came from God. And that was God's family. And God's extending that family relationship now to us on earth, that we are part of that family.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
So the husband is the head of the wife. Now, you might read that and think, particularly for ladies, well, I don't know if I all agree with that. And you've got a right to say that if your husband is not taking his responsibilities. The husband must have his responsibilities, and he's got to carry out those responsibilities. His job is to love the family and to love his wife. It means to honor his wife and lift up his wife in every way possible and not have a roving eye.
Amen.
Amen. His wife is everything to him. I forgot to say, it's the first thing I was going to say, Pastor Winnie and I, we're, in a few weeks' time, we've been married for 44 years.
Yeah!
44 years. Amen. And she, I love this woman.
Amen.
You may not like me, you may not like her, but I love this woman.
Yeah!
And I'm not going anywhere else.
Amen.
I've got no interest in anybody else.
Amen.
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 That's
amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's getting hot under the collar, isn't it? That's right. It's getting a bit hotter. Don't worry. Just enjoy and learn these things. Because if we've been married 44 years, Sufferton Bishop and Lady Brooks, how long have you been married? I know the number, but I want you to tell us.
23.
Yeah. Right. Anyone around those numbers? Who else? Anyone else? Mr. Edward.
22.
22.
Amen.
All right, so I'm just talking a little bit about the leadership of the church. Yeah? We've got a longevity in marriage.
Amen.
So you watch what we do, learn from us, and you will do well. Because none of the ones I've called here are under any stress. We're just enjoying our marriages.
Amen.
That's the example you must lead, follow, and also live. Amen?
Amen.
All right, I've got to rush on. So husband, be a husband and be the head of your wife. Right? But it doesn't mean slap, slap, slap.
No.
You're not listening to me. Bam. And shouting at her. Not that. The Bible's not talking there.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. All right, let's read on. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, read with me. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Whoa. That's heavy, isn't it? But as we are with Christ, and when Christ talks to us, does he give us a slap? Does he give us a slap? Does he shout at us? Does he say, where's my dinner? When he walks through the door, where's the dinner? Yeah, I saw these things growing up. My dad wasn't like that, but I saw it elsewhere. Where's my food? Woman, I'm talking about 1960s. I'm not talking about 1859. It was happening here in this country. Women didn't have the right to own property. Yeah? Until the Chancery Courts came into this country, it means giving people a chance. And it gave an element, all property was owned by men. A woman would not have her name on the mortgage deed. It didn't exist. Even if they asked for it, it was the man's name only. Even when I was a child growing up, 8, 9, 10, that time of my life, that's how it was. A woman didn't have any, she wasn't just chattel, but it was almost treated like a chattel, like a piece of furniture. You stay at home, you look after the kids. The man could go and have an affair, go and get some other woman, then he could do a divorce, and the woman that his man would have to leave should have no rights over any of the property or land. This was this country. But many people rose up against it. Thank God for those people and gave women equal rights.
Amen.
And gave them the right to have a house. It happened in the first Chancery Court, a Chancery Lane, and they held a case and the case was changed, or they changed the law in the high court, because what they said, a man was divorcing his wife and taking all the property, and the question was asked, where has your wife been all your life? It says, in the house. What has she been doing? Cleaning the home. What else has she been doing? Looking after the children. So the judges weighed that up. He says, well, I've been working. I've been running business. And he says, well, let's weigh that up. And the judges worked out that, I think I remember when I was being taught this, it was about 60% of her life. And his was 40. And when the judgment was made, they gave most of the land and everything to the woman. And that land, that law has stayed in this country till this day. You vacuum cleaning, you washing the clothes, you doing the mundane, cooking the food, doing the shopping is valuable. And God says we must serve Him like Christ serves us. He gives us everything we need. You woke up this morning. Give them a shout for them. Yes, you did. And so that's really it. So men, we have to take our responsibilities a bit more different and look after our wives.
Amen.
When they get older, we all get older, we don't look quite the same we used to look. And maybe we've got a bit more weight on, and you know, things are not all in the right places anymore. You still love, the Bible says you love the wife of your youth. That means when you ran her down, when your eyes were popping out your head, when you saw her, you gotta have that same desire, that same love, that same drive for your wife. But she's, God knows, you don't look the same. You made her that way. You gave her those babies. She's changed a little bit. Don't reject her now.
Amen.
You don't know what I've seen. You know, the Bible said, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You ever heard that song? I've seen some trouble. I've seen some people, you know, guys in their 70s, not married yet. Never got married. Won't make a commitment. Guys, I'm not preaching at you, please. I don't preach on you. I think the people might want me to preach on you, but I'm not going to preach on you. You know, 70 odd. Not married. Up and down. I mean, I'm talking about guys in church. I'm talking about people looking out there. Not married. The day comes they want to get married. 75 years of age. They want to marry somebody who's 20. They want a woman who's 25. I said, what's up with you, Doc? Bugs Bunny, what's up, Doc? And something's up there. It's not gonna work. I've seen some of those guys die early, marrying someone too young. Now that's getting hot under the collar, but I'm telling you the truth, it ain't gonna work, my friend. You need a lady, you know, in a mature years, you know, in the 50s, that kind of year, you're 72, we're looking for a woman who's 19? You crazy?
Preach.
I could call names. Guys died too early. Guys died 6 months. This is family, man. I'm keeping my words. I keep my words few because of the kids, right? But you understand what I'm talking about. I could call names. I could call bishops' names too. I could call names. They didn't last. They need to find someone in their 60s and 50s who are up their level now. Come on. Praise the Lord. Someone smiling. I haven't got my glasses on, so I can't see you all too clear. Let me have a good look and see if you where you are. Amen. Now right now I can see most of you smiling. Because it's family day. It's a lovely day. And we want to do more of this, not just once a year. We used to do them like once every 3-4 months back in the day. And we want to bring that back in because, and have teas and coffees afterwards and have, you know, have a meal, have curry or something else. Don't go home yet. Have a short service, you know, and just talk like this and make church real. Isn't that amazing? Let's read on and then I'm going to finish my statement. And Pastor Winnie will be coming up to talk to you. I should say Dr. Winnie, amen, Dr. Winnie. Okay. Husbands and wives, loves you. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church. And so that means then, staying on the same point, it means husbands share some of the load of the responsibilities at home.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I do the washing in the main. I wash the clothes. I've been doing that since we've been married.
Yes, he does.
And I love doing it. It's serving my family.
That's right.
It's serving my wife and saying, you don't have to do this, honey. This is something I can do.
That's
right. So only for me had the accident. I can't carry the baskets down from the bathroom and down to where we got the washing machines. But the girls, they do that for me, and there I go. That's my job. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some guys, you can cook. And you can help your wife out. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Wonderful. All right, let's go on. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing water by the word. Carry on, thank you. That he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blemish. Carry on, please. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Amen.
You who love your wife, you're going to get married. You're not married yet, but love your wife.
Amen.
Like you love yourself. When last did you give yourself a punch under the chin? Yeah? Because I'm not ashamed to tell you, my pastor, well, my, how can I put it without, I don't want to say too much.
Past.
Huh?
Your past.
Pass it on?
Your past pastor.
Yes. Pastor Winnie wants me to say it. But I was taken to, you have a week or so before your wedding. So you go get your final counselling as a man, don't you?
1 hour.
Yes? Pardon?
It was just 1 hour.
Yeah, 1 hour. I had 1 hour counselling. It's now 6 months before you get married. We give you 6 months of counselling. 6 or 7 sessions. But 1 hour. Ah, to my surprise, oh, Jesus. To my surprise, because I'm head over heels in love with this woman here. But to my surprise, the words that were given me, he called her name. We're not from the same church, we're from another church. Pastor, we had to pastor from another church. Guys, you don't have to take anyone from another church.
That's right.
There's a lot of ladies here.
Amen.
Well, I thought we'd get, maybe the ladies feel different, I don't know. Maybe the ladies here feel different. You're going to get married, look around here. But what will happen is, I think God's got me talking. Like God's got me talking. I'm going back to the pastor. God's got me talking. Now listen. Marriage is not a beauty contest. Because if you're looking at a person, and when you're familiar with them, you can't, it's hard to fall in love with them. Because you're familiar. But you go somewhere else and wow, look at that person up there. Wow. Do you know how many, as preachers, I didn't get them, but as preachers I know, how many love letters they got from the congregation? Preaching and healing the sick and doing stuff. Their little things came up. I was helping out in some ministries, and then I'm at the back, and the preacher says, oh, look at that. Sister in the church, she says, I'm the one for her. been married 10 years. Yeah, but I'm the one, she's the one for him. And these kind of games go on. And because I saw the lady, she's a lovely lady. She could get married anywhere. But the point is, she didn't value herself enough. And she was now going into dangerous ground that you're not supposed to go in, because the preacher's wife's up there singing. But she's there, and this is crazy stuff. And so we always will stretch our interest at something that is distant.
Yeah.
You see, so we got ourselves this new speaker, I think about 2 years ago. And if you needed a speaker, say, wow, at a distance, oh, that's great, 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 great. And you're thinking in your mind, Bosie. You're thinking the old days, Pioneer. You're thinking, oh, it's one of them. And when you get there, so let me marry you. Oh, oops, it's Alto. That's the name of it. It's Alto. It's not what you were thinking. You thought it was Pioneer. You thought it was, you know. You guys know the music, right? So the thing is, you have to know that maybe right here, it's called serendipity.
That's right.
Everyone say serendipity.
Serendipity
means that your person you're sitting next to, or just over there, or whatever. It might be someone at work just helping you out, and you just look at each other, and kapow. That is serendipity. It might be someone in the church on that side, because that's how we met. We were in the same church. But I got shifted out to start another church, pioneering, 11 of us to start another church. But something happened, I went back to the church, and kapow,